for almost 20 years, we always used to describe NAB as Australia's biggest bank. And now, every other day, in terms of market cap, I think CBA's got it this morning after yesterday's 50-cent rise, but last week NAB was the biggest bank. On what measures can we say that NAB is Australia's biggest bank? Like, where are we, the clear number one, and what are the areas where, you know, we have been beaten and we need to lift our game? What are the benchmarks that you look at in that claiming that number one title in Australia? Thank you.
Your question about the biggest bank is, I think, quite a useful one to make an important point, and that is, you will have heard in the Chief Executive's and my comments today no mention of the concept of being the biggest bank or the biggest anything. For me, the greatest enemy of good shareholder returns is empire building. And once you start talking about an aim of being the biggest bank or the biggest anything in Australia or the world, you lose sight of the fact that what you're really here is to provide good shareholder returns. Frankly, I don't think it matters to our shareholders who are waiting for their dividend check whether we're the biggest bank or the second biggest bank. And so I was interested to hear from you that yesterday the CBA was the biggest and today we may be, because I never even consider it. I don't look at that statistic. It is important, obviously, for us, if we're going to provide good shareholder returns, that we are significant in Australia and in our other regions, in our operations. So, for example, our business bank is the biggest and most efficient and effective, I think, business bank in Australia, and that enables us to give good shareholder returns. But we never set out to be the biggest bank or the biggest business bank or agri-bank as we are.